Hawaii could face another hurricane or tropical storm this weekend. Hawaii could face its second tropical storm or hurricane in a week as a low-pressure system was reported on August 19 to be developing near the islands. The National Hurricane Center warned that the system was developing thunderstorms that had a 90% chance of organizing into a cyclone in the next 48 hours. Environmental conditions appear favorable for further development of the system, and a tropical depression is likely to form during the next day or so as the system moves westward to west-northwestward at 10 to 15 miles per hour and crosses into the central Pacific, the center advised. Interests in the Hawaiian Islands should closely monitor the progress of this system. As of 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time on August 19, forecast models generally estimated the storm to remain offshore and pass well south of the archipelago, with the closest pass being on the southern point of the Big Island around August 23. Some models indicate that a pocket of high pressure will remain over the Big Island during this time. If the storm develops into a tropical storm, that is, it organizes into a proper cyclone with sustained wind speeds of at least 39 miles per hour, it will become Tropical Storm Moke. Meanwhile, residents across multiple islands continue to reel from the close pass of Hurricane Lala just 1 week ago. The Big Island was hit with more than 3 feet of rain in some places, triggering catastrophic flooding and landslides that rendered highways impassable and washed away entire homes, particularly in the communities of Naalehu and Waiohinu. Power outages, downed trees, rock slides, and severe winds also impacted the islands of Maui, Molokai, Lanai, Oahu, and Kauai over the previous weekend. Major airports on Oahu, Maui, and the Big Island remained accessible and operational at some capacity on August 16. The governor closed all state and county offices as well as all schools and judiciary offices on August 17 due to the damage the hurricane left behind. Hawaiian Electric estimated that some customers in the southeast end of the Big Island could be without power through Labor Day weekend, with 95% expected to have power restored by September 8, if the new storm development does not disrupt their work. "We understand that it is frustrating and challenging to be without power," the company said on X. "Due to significant storm damage, customers in certain remote or severely damaged areas should prepare to be without power for much longer periods of time,"